Welcome to the Spirituality What? Podcast, where we explore the mysteries, joys, and challenges of being spiritual beings navigating our unpredictable human experience we call life here on planet Earth. I'm your friendly guide, Rebecca, ready to jump into our adventure of the day. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Wednesday. Welcome back to the Spirituality What? Podcast. This week, we are diving right in to part two of our two-part episode with Nova Lee Wilder on numerology. Just a reminder, Nova Lee is Danish. She's an actress and artist turned professional numerologist and lives in California. And today we're going to get into the details about numerology dates and events and how to kind of use your first base number to your advantage in your throughout your life. Life themes. We're also going to talk about using numerology on a global and geographic scale. So what's the numbers for the United States and the year that we're in, right? So 2024 is an 8-year, and what does that mean? We talk about the spectrum of the numbers, which is really important when you're kind of reading information about numerology and your number. How to use numerology to help us understand each other, ourselves, create connection with each other and ourselves, and grace with each other and ourselves. What it's like and how you can use numerology to help potentially name babies. And definitely getting into a little bit more of the numerology and spirituality for Nova. And with that, we're going to dive right in.
Also, sometimes people pick careers that I would maybe see from like a base number perspective. I would be like, that's not like straight up 2 energy or straight up 7 energy. And then at some point during their life, this energy will just be kind of forced out of them. Gotcha. So like, for example, 7 energy is very spiritual and very channeling and very creative. And I know a lot of 7s who've picked like the more straight business path, or like maybe they're coders or software designers, or like I know a lawyer. And then they wake up around like maybe 27, 30, like 35, somewhere there. And they're like, I need to do astrology. Like, I need to do channeled painting. Yeah. And like, it's not that you can't, you know, I have a really good friend who's a lawyer and an astrologer.
Oh, cool.
And she does both, mm-hmm. which is also, you know, very much allowed. Just because you wake up to a certain thing doesn't mean you have to leave everything behind. But in my head, it makes perfect sense that at some point the channel had to come through.
Yeah.
And then she picked the system, which is fine. You know, like astrology is a system. Yeah. But in my perspective, I'm like, you have a system now because that makes you feel a little safe. Then you have like something to rely on. Mm-hmm. But you actually don't need it because you are already 7 like is the,
yeah,
the 7 is the phone number to heaven. So I'm like, you already have that like contact and deal. Yeah.
Awesome. It's definitely interesting. And so I think I love the visual. You're very good at that, I will say. I love the visual of the glasses. It makes it really a lot easier to understand, because even as I was kind of reading through the book, I was like, it's a little bit different. Like how, like what is that relationship and how does the name sort of change that?
Yeah.
So you talked also a little bit about how you can use numerology for other things like dates and events and like sort of other things. So you talk a little bit about like what those things are and how you might apply numerology to that in your day to day.
Yeah. So one of the things is like using your number. So like I'm a 1, born on the 28th. We're recording this on the 19th. That is not a coincidence. when I, for example, look at like, when am I supposed to do a thing? Can I pick the date for something? If there's something I want to get across, I know that not only do I convey the information of numerology, it works best when I'm aligned or if the energy is
like
supporting me.
It's a 1 day, right? Because 1 plus 9 is 10 and 1 plus 0 is 1. And since you're a 1, it's like a good aligned day for you in general.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So like knowing your numbers and maybe knowing, and you can find that in a little bit of numerology, if there are any of the numbers that might challenge you more, like some days are going to be harder for you. Or it could also be something I have noticed recently. gonna like branch this into house numbers. So like our houses have numbers, so they have energies, and even lots have energies as well. And even your house could also have a name, which is always interesting. Some houses have names, kind of like palaces and stuff like that. And so names influence us, and our houses and our homes influence us. And I have noticed, for example, I grew up with a lot of nine energy. I don't have a lot of, I don't think I have any nine energy in my current numeroscope, but I grew up with a lot of nine energy, and I find nine houses, meaning house numbers that add up to nine, trigger something in me that stress me out a little bit. And I don't think that sometimes it's also like the past or the experience we've had with a certain energy is still impacting us.
Totally.
So even though, like, that's also even with a name change, you don't forget what happened. You know, like, just because you have a new name and new filters doesn't mean that you didn't, like, harvest all the good and the bad from that old name.
Yeah, you have habits.
And that might still be, like, you know, certain things about triggers or, like, certain patterns where, like, even if the filter is no longer there, the behavior might be or, like, the brain pattern. For example, like, I was a very, very cynical person, I want to say. Like, I was a little bit young and bitter. Young and bitter is what I call it when you're, like, bitter in your 20s. It's too early. And some of that bitterness and that cynicism has, like, dissipated. But sometimes it shows up, and I'm like, oh, there you go, you little straggler, you little thing that I need to, like, deal with. And it might get intensified if someone has that name vibration. Like, I think about things like when I had roommates, I would look at their name vibrations, and sometimes I would ignore them because I would be like, nah, it's fine. He can probably live with us, or she can probably live with us. And I recommend not ignoring tools you have and use. Like, don't look at it and then go, ah, oh, it probably doesn't matter. Like, if you have learned whatever tool, say, like, look inside something, and you see something, act on that. Like, honor it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so, like, homes and houses.
That's interesting. As I was just looking, ours is an eight. Our house is an eight. And so in the book,
there's an intensity to the eight.
Yeah, it says eight, letting go of karmic contracts, contrast, strength, which is kind of interesting. It's just when you think about what's going on in your life and you're like, huh, that matches.
Well, also that different kind of, like, you know, I would say that the energy of nine, which is in your numeroscope, so it's in your name, and it's definitely a life theme, where sometimes it's that thing where life themes in a numeroscope are kind of where we set off from and where we land again. So it has, like, the impact, the thing that pushes us out the door or to do a thing is our life theme, but then also where we end up after all those actions or what we did or those decisions are the same spot, which is why life themes are important and we want them to be supportive. And sometimes they can be echoed, like, in our houses. Like, it feels like if you have a lot of a specific energy, it's like a magnet. So you attract it. So you're also, like, for example, with a lot of nine, that makes you a little bit tougher. You also might make tougher choices or pick tougher houses or pick things where you're like, that looks like a mountain.
I better sign up for that.
Yeah. Like, I should sign up for that. Where I would say to most twos, I'm like, if it's a mountain or a marathon, I'm not saying don't do it, but it, does it look like a fun mountain or a fun marathon, or is there any way you could make this more fun, more pleasurable, more enjoyable? Is there, like, any way where you could, like, do it with others or get lifted a little bit so you don't feel alone or isolated, or, like, the only way through is kind of like white knuckling it?
So nines are the embodiment of the warrior's strength and willpower, and I literally was like, I mean, I signed up to climb the mountain, so I'm fucking climbing it now. Like, there's no turning back.
Because you're also, I mean, the thing is, first the filter is just there and we look through it, and then the behavior becomes it reinforces it. Like, it's that thing where we feel like there is no other way.
Right. Yeah.
Because this is what I do.
Interesting.
Yeah. I forgot your question. I
think that was perfect. I forgot the question too. It was great. I think it's so we've got the base number, the second base number, the name vibrations, And this whole, then the map is the numeroscope. So we talked like a little bit about that. And in the, a little bit of numerology, there's pictures of it with also the, where all the different numbers go and kind of how it all plays together.
Yeah, to calculate it. Yeah.
I love the use though of numerology more in like day to day. Like I honestly, you know, I gave some dates. I gave the 19th, right, as a day to record this podcast, but I was like, what if she wants the 19th? Okay, perfect. Like that works for me. You know, it was like not a second thought. But now I'm like, oh, that's kind of interesting. So I think you mentioned in the book too, when you're talking about dates, like big events, like weddings and like other things like that.
Yeah. Like going, like understanding there are personal things and you have personal yearly cycles that can be calculated by a numerologist. But then we also have global things. Like for example, 2024 is an 8 year because 2 + 0 + 2 + 4. Is 8. Yep. So we have a global 8 year, and I'm sure an astrologer would explain certain things differently, but we're basically saying the same things about this year in terms of authenticity, passion, and extremes. Like 8 years are always extreme years because 8 is kind of like the spectrum from like black to white, darkness to light, hate to love. It is not it's not surface level. So we're going to see extreme things. And then as a numerologist, you can also look at what does that mean for a country that also has a base number, because countries are founded, you know, they have a, even if the continents were here before, like the context and the creation. We have an Independence Day and like other countries have formation dates and independence dates and like, you know, whatever they have. And that number impacts that people, like, you know, I can, it makes sense to me, for example, that the US is a 4. So like the rebel, that's like, we're keeping our guns. Mm-hmm. And also like certain things that in more, like there's this weird juxtaposition between rebelliousness and a deep sense of like, something is conservative in the US. Mm. And some of the things you can get away with in the US, both like publicly as a politician or as a businessman, or like the things that are celebrated, things like the American dream, that shit is never going to die because that is such a 4 energy.
Yeah, interesting.
That is such a like a bootstrap, do whatever you want, have a genius idea and follow it. We will celebrate that. Like there's a, and the people who gets to be presidents in that kind of country and like the things we go through, we're not going to get into politics here.
But it's like, interesting that
there's certain things where I'm like, oh, it makes sense. And I also like that's a branch of numerology that I don't do so much in, but like predictive numerology, looking at people, looking at their numeroscope, looking at the year they're going through, looking at important things like election dates, or if it's like a business that's being handed over, who is it being sold to, what base number is it being sold to, does that happen. Like when I had to pick a bank, I looked at like what formation, like what was the energy behind this bank, when was it created, because I was like, you know, there's been some bad years for banks and things closing. I was like, you're not.
There are some bad banks. I mean,
I need you to like take care of my money for me. Like, I want to trust you with this. Yeah. So like, also if people hire me for something and they're like, I want to do it on this day, I'm always interested in like, oh, so like this is being done for me, right? Like this is a day I can't change. Someone says like, I need to record this podcast on this day, or I need you to come to this event
on this day
and teach numerology. And then I'm always like, ooh, because people think that, oh, it's just random. And I'm like, oh, it's never random. No, there's always something. Or if my husband is going through something, I look at the dates and the energies and stuff like that. And I see like what's coming up here. And also, I think we didn't mention that, but like all numbers have a spectrum.
Okay.
So even like the best part of them, like you don't stay in that part of the spectrum. You will go down and like touch the bottom once in a while. No, you will. Because that's where the lesson is. And you know, it's lovely to be incentivized by pleasure and good things and expansion. And I've been lucky enough to have that experience. But there is something to be said for like pain avoidance when we like hit totally. Our own little rock bottom or like the end of that spectrum and go like, okay, that was enough. I'm good. Like we're going up from here. Mm-hmm. So sometimes also just understanding the spectrum, like, I mean, I use it in my work, but I also use it with my family mm-hmm. where I'm like, oh, I understand you mm-hmm. better now.
Yeah.
Both the names you carry, but also the energy that you are an expression of in the world.
Yeah.
And so I'm not going to try to force my worldview on you because that doesn't work.
Right.
I've learned that people don't see the world how I see it. They see it how they are.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And their experiences. So like even things like, you know, I have three sisters and even though we have the same mom, we had different moms mm-hmm. because they are different people.
Yeah.
And she was a different person or a different mom to each of them.
Yeah. Yep.
So it also gives you like a sense of maybe forgiveness or understanding sometimes right. about yeah, like totally. Why were things the way they were and why did people do what they did? And sometimes also like if you look at something like she was a 7, which is a gentle base number, and all her daughters are incredibly strong. Mm. And we kind of had to be because she wasn't.
Yeah.
So like sometimes they'll like, oh, I wish this and that, or I would have behaved differently. And I go, but I mean, she couldn't.
Right.
So sometimes I feel like the numbers are also just another tool. I'm sure the astrology would have been the same or some other thing would have been the same where you go, oh.
Understanding. Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's wonderful that you were different. I learned something from that.
Yeah.
And now I can, you know, look at myself and go, just because I wasn't what you wanted, or if I couldn't live up to certain things, or if your dreams for me were different, or if you didn't give me the support that I wanted, or whatever. Yeah. It's more like that, like the higher perspective. Like I also look, you know, I name babies. And so,
oh, that's so
I don't pick the names. I pick the name vibrations yeah. and then I give name lists and yeah. then the parents will pick that. But sometimes you go, ooh, this baby ooh, has some interesting connotations to the rest of the family. Or you go, oh, I understand why you had this kid first before you got this second kid, because oh. this is a whole different like ball game. Or like you go, why did 2 9s get a 2 child, for example? Or like,
ooh, yeah, okay.
Or certain patterns that show up in a, like where I guess it's blessed that I have to sit with a family and I have to go, hey guys, this kid is very different from you. Like very, very different. Some of the things
fundamentally, still, yeah.
Yeah, fundamentally, they're not here to do what you have done or look at the world in the way you do. And so, or like maybe they are, soft and lovely and gentle parents and they've gotten a little warrior
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, okay, well then how do we deal with this, you know, because we can't make the anger and the temperament and the power wrong,
right?
But we can encourage it in healthy ways. And we also sometimes have to, you know, sometimes women are born with all what we could call masculine numbers mm. and I'm like, okay, so like you are the first leaders that this little leader is going to see. It's going to impact them, how you lead this family. If you're true to your word, mm. you know,
yeah.
how you deal with your anger, how you deal with boundaries, how you deal with male and female role models. Like we have those conversations and like this baby is like 3 months old. And I'm like, but this is the journey for you guys. Yeah. Like you have, you know, with this child, you have decided to also learn something about this spectrum of energy
mm-hmm.
and maybe heal something.
I love it. I love the looking at the names and using to kind of drive name. I mean, I love this kind of stuff. I love talking about, I love these kinds of tools as well. We've talked about tarot as a tool. We have talked about astrology as a tool. And I feel like this is the same way, you know, there's the tip of the iceberg is this base number. And then there's all this other stuff that you can look at that helps explain dynamics and connections. And from my experience, and I think based on what you've said as well, when there's an explanation and it's not like weird or strange or bizarre anymore, there is more grace. There is more yeah. understanding. Yeah. There's more gratitude. There's more acceptance. All of these kind of big, important things to creating meaningful relationships, you know, with other people. How is numerology an expression of your spirituality, or does it connect you? Like,
I feel like it was probably a system I needed. Like, I find that numbers are the way that my intuition opens up. So I'm a little clair, all of the clairs, like feel things, see things, know things, smell things, whatever, know weird things, or explain things in a way where people are like, that's exactly how it was. Why did you get that image? And I'm like, what image? I don't know. It's just coming through.
Yeah.
So I think numerology was a path into and a way to like
hone that.
Open and name the things that I was already feeling. Mm-hmm. And as an actor, a lot of your work has to do with trust your instinct. So I had done a lot of like trust your instincts kind of way. Mm-hmm. And I also had some really great teachers who would, you know, when you're like at the precipice of something and like it's coming through, you would go like, give in, give over, give way to that. Like, let it just like, don't judge it. Let it come out however it comes out. So I think the acting training was really helpful. And the numerology was just like another tool or another way in or like another jumping off point. For that. And then I think it has given me a yardstick, something I measure other things against, because I'm like, I know this map is real. Like, I couldn't read people, you know, I couldn't talk about name vibrations and read people without even knowing them, or doing like sessions where I don't even meet a person. I just record like an audio file for them based on their numbers. I couldn't do this, and it wouldn't work if numerology didn't work. And so when I meet a new thing, I measure it against what I know. And I see, you know, like, how does this system measure up? Where does it overlap? I feel like all spiritual tools, to kind of like lead it back to where we started, but like they all cover the same thing, but it's different maps. And sometimes that's like you have certain main points on that map that needs to be in all the systems, or they wouldn't be true. So like it's also like a measuring stick for like truth. So when I see certain things or interact with certain people, I look for that that truth.
Okay.
Because I also feel like the more
it's like consistent. Honest,
the more honest and present I am, and the more I honor my own energy, and the more I forever unravel all the ways I was told, or I told myself, that I was wrong. The more I unravel all of those, the easier it becomes to kind of be the mirror for others. Mm-hmm. So I try to show people the beauty of them, because it's one of those things that like I see again and again, that like we feel so wounded in who we truly are.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, but you're beautiful. Look at it. Here's the mirror. And also kind of like reveal that, like some of those patterns where like maybe people have some combination of numbers that reveal that a lot of the grief they're carrying is not their own. And so from there, we have to talk about that. We have to talk about that. And we have to talk about like, if the grief you're carrying is not your own, then it's heavy and you need to find a way to release it.
Yeah.
And before you've done that, you can't really measure your own grief. Like you have to, like sometimes specifically as women, we carry a lot of grief for our maternal line. And some of those patterns show up in numeroscopes. And I'm like, let's talk about that. Mm. What tools do you have? Are you using them?
Yeah.
How much are you using them? Or also that thing, like, for example, leadership. Like, it's funny how sometimes I will talk about, you know, things like leadership, blah, blah, blah. And then certain people will push back and they're like, oh, I don't see myself like that. I see myself like all these other things. And I'm like, the very fact that you want to correct me, it's such a freaking power move. You know, like, don't be my authority. Don't tell me who I am. By the way, I'm all these things.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you can say you're empathetic and gentle and kind and understanding, but what you just did right there
was not.
was not necessarily the acts of someone who has a lot of spaciousness inside and her patience.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, you know, like they dig themselves into the like, yeah, actually, you know, I was a straight A student, or I do run marathons, or like I am actually doing all these things. Mm. And I'm like, yeah. So see, there you are. I'm sorry I didn't use the words that you wanted me to use.
Yeah.
But you still revealed yourself.
I was gonna say that goes back to what you said at the beginning, which is like the ability to say things in a very intimate way that that people might not, you know, might be surprised or catch them off guard that somebody has named them without ever having met them before, kind of named these characteristics that they, you might even know about themselves, but might be trying to get away from or grow from or, you know, whatever, heal from.
Yeah, I also feel like, you know, we all live in glass houses. When you read numeroscopes, you very quickly get out of any kind of jealousy or envy. Like, you look at very successful people and you look under the hood and you go, oh, okay. So, like, maybe they have achieved a lot or made a lot of money or gotten very known or very famous or whatever. And then you see some of the things that drive them to do these things, or how they get misunderstood, or, like, kind of, like, you know, a lot of people, a lot of energies that I work with or people I interact with, like, has this kind of like rocket energy, whereas like something needs to set them off. And so they will talk about this negative experience or interaction. And I'm like, that was the fuel. You're a rocket. You need the fuel. It would not have happened if someone was nice to you. I'm sorry. You needed someone to be a real asshole.
So that you could just go,
unfortunately. And now you have to, like, instead of talking about this as like the shitty moment in life that like colored everything dirty and dark and aggressive, be like, wow, this was like my phoenix moment. This is where I burned myself completely out and I rose again. And I'm like, that's the story you need to tell yourself. That's the story we need to like enforce now. Because the negative version, your brain just wants to repeat that because it feeds, like, you know, like the cortisol. Like it triggers all these lovely, addictive, negative, dramatic things in you. But you were born to be a rocket. So at some point, somewhat like the combustion needed to happen. We needed an explosion.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, this time I will say has gone by so fast. It's crazy this time. So we are kind of wrapping up here at the end. We are at our last question, which is, what is one tip about living as a spiritual being in this human existence that you would like to share with the listeners?
I think it's two things. I think it's allow whatever it is that's going on. I find that spirituality allows me to accept and allow whatever it is that's going on. Stop running from it. Like, you just can't anyway. Like, allow whatever it is. And if sometimes it's just really helpful to be reminded of who we are. So, like, if you find, you know, I know a bunch of shit already, but sometimes I'm like very enamored or very attracted to certain forms of, like, certain people where I'm like, I want to hear about me from you. So, like, I want an astrology reading or numerology reading or an Akashic Records reading, or, like, instead of only seeking people out and getting those readings when we're, like, really pressed and really struggling, do it as a gift. You know, sometimes it's a gift to be seen.
Recognize
that brilliant sparking light, like, to be reminded. And it's usually super simple. And if you get one of those readings that really resonate, it's the gift that keeps on giving if it's recorded. Like, there are some readings that I've gotten that I listened to, you know, 5-10 years later. So sometimes, like, being a spiritual person is like, who are you attracted to? Who do you want to get explained by? Because that's also a tool. And usually it's very simple what some of these things say. Like, and also some of the things that you struggled with 3 years ago, it's basically the same components, maybe in a new disguise right now. And so some of the advice is timeless.
Yeah, it's still applicable.
Yeah. And so sometimes they're expensive readings and sometimes they're, you know, more affordable. But, like, if you find someone who really resonates with you, and I'm going to say that, like, if it was me, like, sometimes I can tell people are like, I just want to hear you talk. And I'm like, great, I know that feeling. Sometimes I want to hire people to like, I just want to sit and listen to you. And you could talk a lot about me, but you could also talk about other people. And something in me,
yeah,
kind of like, you know, when we gathered thousands of years ago, beyond books or whatever, we gathered around people who were good storytellers, yeah, or could tell the story of the world or us or love or greed or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm like, find the person who tells a good story about you.
Yeah.
And listen to that story.
Wonderful. Awesome.
Yeah.
So, okay, that I lie. I always say that's the last question, and it kind of is, except then there's just the admin, which is like, if somebody wanted to reach out to you, you know, what's the best way for them to get in contact with you?
Yeah, so I have a website, novaliewilder.com. That's great. And I'm also on social media, Instagram, Novali Wilder, what Twitter, X, perfect, whatever you call it, like all of these places. Okay. I love emails. So, you know, you can send me an email.
Wonderful.
hello@novaliewilder.com. And then check out my books. If this resonates, you know, there's a free ebook on my website, like an intro to the 9 base numbers. But both a little bit of numerology and a little bit of angel numbers. If you see numbers pop up around you or have favorite numbers or lucky numbers, they are a great way also into the world of numbers, because it's a good world. There's a lot of good stuff in here.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes. And we will include all of those contact details in the show notes as well. So wonderful. This was awesome. Thank you so much, Noah.
Thank you. So many good questions.
Thanks, everybody, so much for listening to the part 2 of the Numerology as Spiritual Beings episode with Noah Lee Wilder. Spotify has changed the commenting functionality. So there used to be questions, and now you can comment anything that you want. So feel free, if you've got any questions, to reach out to Novali on her Instagram, her Facebook, or her website, or go ahead and leave comments on the episode in Spotify. And have a wonderful rest of your day, guys. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you for joining me on today's spirituality what adventure. Subscribe, rate, review, and share this podcast. Visit us on Instagram at spirituality.what to interact, tell us what spirituality means to you, and even provide some of your own personal musings. Human on, you phenomenal spiritual beings.